Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Intern Joe, and we're just... those good vibes. 585-252-9800. You guys can hit us up on the text or the phone line. And the question this morning is, are the vibes up?
Sky high.
I hope so, because Dave's Hot Chicken is coming to Rochester on Wednesday, and the three of us are going to the grand opening for Median night, afternoon.
Yeah, it's
morning-ish.
Morning-ish.
Yeah, so there's a lunch and a night, lunch and dinner. Media.
Oh, they have
time.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay, got
so
it.
We'll go to right after the show.
Yeah, let's go through. Let's get
just
some hot chicken.
Popping off in Irondequoit. I'm excited. I feel like I've maybe have had it. I don't know. We're gonna have to see. I'm excited though.
Oh, yeah, you got dipping in that sauce, the saucy goodness.
I go, Joe, do you have class? He's like, we're going to get chicken. Didn't answer the question.
Do you want to graduate or do you want to go to Dave's Hot Chicken? I'm going to go to Dave's.
You have really bad senioritis right now.
I do, but I also don't have class on Wednesday until like 3:15.
Oh, perfect. So you're not actually skipping class.
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
What is it, like a gym class?
No, it's audio storytelling.
Tell us a story, Joe.
It's not like that. It's not reading children's books.
He just goes to every Rochester City School District and is reading to children. Love
it's that. 6:14 on Peaks by Mornings, and now
Joe's going to tell us a story. Reading Rainbow. Oh gosh.
Have you ever heard the tale of Three Billy Goats Gruff?
Oh, man, that was a good one. That was a good one. Where's our friends at this morning?
Oh, they are.
I know it's Monday. It's a slow start, but come on, let's get it together, guys.
They're here. They're ramped. They're ready, and they want to be a part of today's show. Megan's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good after a refreshing weekend that felt like a long weekend. I agree. It felt like a long weekend for me, too. I feel like I just got a lot done.
Longer than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which I loved. Who else is here? Lindsay's here. She says, good morning. Feeling great this morning because I am 20 weeks pregnant and finally out of my sick phase.
Congratulations.
I love it. And last but simply not least, Hannah. Hannah's here.
Hannah
and
Banana.
Says, good morning. I also have senioritis. I wonder if this is our intern. Our last intern.
Yeah, Hannah Banana.
She went to NAS. She was crushing it. Mm-hmm. But very excited for graduation in just 3 weeks.
She's no intern, Joe, but she was great, wasn't she?
I think you guys had different strengths, I'll say that.
Yeah, we're not going to give you your flowers either, Joe. I'm glad that some of you survived the weekend. I can't believe May is creeping up on us this week. It's crazy to think about it.
A week from today.
Glad. Are you guys pumped for Christmas? Honest.
No.
Christmas.
Not even in my wheelhouse.
Believe it or not, Joe, it is around the corner.
I guess it's always around the corner, isn't it, Moose?
It's always. Yeah, it is.
Very much so.
It's always around the corner, just peeking. But overall, the weekend was good, you know? It was eventful. Got to hang out with some of my CSC friends. And that was
best friends.
That was nice. That was lovely. I enjoyed doing that.
Do your friends know that you just categorize them as CSC friends?
I don't know. But they are my friend. They're my crew from CSC.
But they're your only crew.
No.
Besides your older crew.
Well, I have.
Respectfully, of course.
I have two crews.
Hey, having two crews is good.
Yeah, I don't run in huge. I don't like to run in huge circles. I got two small.
I have like four, so.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that. They get smaller as you get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a social butterfly. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
All right, why are your vibes up?
Vibes are up because I celebrated my friend's 22nd on Friday.
Love.
It's a baby.
Does he know you're 30?
She knows I'm 25, yeah.
What's the old guy doing here?
The old red jug.
Yeah. Got recognized out there. That was cool.
Had to bring it up.
Doesn't happen all the time.
Had to bring it up.
But it is cool. And then hung out the rest of the weekend with Big Red.
Big Red.
I'll tell you a story about how I was recognized on Friday.
Please.
And it just derailed my whole dinner. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Oh yeah, somebody got to Breezy. That's coming up at 6:40. We gotta dive into that. It's very important.
It's very important. Well, I'm so glad you had an amazing weekend. Is it true we were spreading rumors? I don't know if it's a rumor or not. Is this your last week?
According to my contract.
Oh, the freaking contract.
But I'm always trying to get a permanent job.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm talking to people upstairs, but, you know, obviously I have the ability to pull strings.
I was going to say, you have no pull in this company.
We'll see what happens, but I'm glad you guys are all here this morning. 70 degrees for the high today, and yes, the sun will be shining all day today, so it's going to be, let's make it an outstanding day, shall we? Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, the town board that took place in Irondequoit. How do some of you feel when your neighbors rent out their their homes or their apartments through Airbnb, VRBO, as short-term rentals? Does that piss you off? Because a lot of these people are putting signs in their windows. The residents are saying, these are homes, not motels. No, we won't go. We'll talk about... They're very pissed. We'll talk about it coming up next. Peaks of My Mornings, Moose Breezy. A proposed amendment in Irondequoit is aimed to ban rentals for anything less than 29 days, such as Airbnb or VRBO, and this was recently discussed at a town board meeting. I mean, I'm sure you can imagine, residents are pissed. They have signs in their windows that read, these are homes, not motels. Let's get it together, people.
Right.
And from someone who rented out my personal space for almost 2 years, it can be very lucrative, but when you live in a quiet neighborhood, you got to be very careful with who you're renting out to.
Correct.
Because some people do not enjoy horseplay. No, not in their neighborhoods. One resident expressed at the town meeting that these guests, they all come down there, they park, they hang out all night long, they have parties, they have a fire pit, they have a hot tub, and they have all that stuff going on. It's just too much. But you got residents that support the short-term rentals because, like I mentioned, yeah, it helps them out financially. One said, our Airbnb doesn't make us rich. It just helps us with end meet, or just helps us make ends meet in Oranicoi. And that's what we're trying to do. And the town board had voted to just kind of table the issue because it was going on and on and on. And then they're going to vote the next meeting, which is coming up in May.
I mean, like, yeah, I understand where people are coming from, but at the same time, life's expensive, so sorry.
That's the thing.
If I'm going to have to make extra cash, I'm going to have to make extra cash, and I'm sorry that you live here, but, like, everybody lives everywhere, so, like, sorry.
It became a huge issue in my apartment building on the West Coast because I was doing it after I left. I did it a couple times while I still lived there. What an absolute nightmare. But I think what became a huge issue was the short-term rentals. Because people were renting for like 2-3 nights, and sometimes you'd have scumbags that would come into the building, and it was just becoming really kind of gross.
Right.
With the amount of people coming in and out, one prostitute moved in down the hall.
Oh my God.
And was bringing just all types of people into the building.
Oof.
One refused to leave, which then ended up, my landlord ended up dating her. And so he moved her up into the penthouse upstairs, and then she jumped off the roof and killed herself. I'm like, this is really bad for reviews.
Oh, dear.
It was really a mess. So you got to be careful.
Riveting, just uplifting story this Monday morning. Thank you so much. All right. Let's talk about interacting out in the wild. When it comes to seeing people that, you know, listen to our show or recognize us, it can be fun. But something happened to me at a restaurant on Friday.
Okay.
That still has me shook. And if this person didn't say this one thing to me, we wouldn't even be talking about this, but I feel as if it's necessary. So
somebody finally took a pee-pee in your drink, didn't they?
No, or not that I know of, but we'll talk about that coming up next.
Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose, breezy, 70 for the high today with lots of sun. You know, one of the cool things about this job is sometimes when we're out, you know, people always come up and they say hi, which we appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Joe got to experience that for the first time this weekend.
Second time.
Okay.
Oh,
anyways.
My God. I'm done with you.
But sometimes.
It's coming to a quick end. Don't you worry, sir.
Yeah, sometimes it makes us feel a certain way. I don't know what happened here with you this weekend, but you obviously, it's bothered you enough where you need to come on the air and correct it.
It's not even a bother, but like, I feel like when somebody, well, maybe this is just me. If somebody tells me not to do something, I want to do it even more.
Right.
So, for example, I was out to a nice dinner Friday night with my girlfriend. We were on a date. Cute. Love that. And the server comes up to us and we're like kikiing, everything's good. And then she takes our drinks, comes back, all is well.
Okay.
And my girlfriend was in between two dishes. She was like, would you recommend, like, what's better, the burger or the shrimp risotto?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably.
Mind you, we were like at like a. This place was like known for like pizza. Not like, it's like a pizza and like wine bar.
It's a wood-fired pizza situation, yeah.
All right.
So. Okay.
And somebody wanted shrimp risotto?
No, I mean, like she was ordering from like the menu. They have a full-fledged menu, but regardless. So the server isn't answering and side-eyeing me. And I'm like, why are you looking at me? Like, I don't work here. And she's just like, well, I know you're on the radio, so I don't want you to blast me if I say something bad about one of the dishes. I'm like, you don't have to say anything bad. Just tell her what your favorite one is.
Well, now, look at.
Also, I was never going to say anything about you, but now I definitely am.
Oh, my God. This poor girl, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I literally, like, it would have gone through one ear and out the other. Never even remembered that it happened, but she made it a point. And sometimes.
So you had to go out of your way to blast her when she.
When she specifically 100%. Asked you to not blast her on the radio.
Well, sometimes I feel as if when people are bringing something up,
they want to get blasted.
Like, and they're like, please don't do that. They actually really do want you to do that.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay, where are you going with this? I need to know.
So my biggest question is, it's not even really about her saying what she said, like whatever. But as a server, are you respected or ridiculed for being honest about a dish?
No, you're respected. When I ask,
you are working for a restaurant.
Listen, these servers get it, especially the ones who've been doing it for a long time. I've always respected a server. I'm like, hey, tell me about this food item. How is it? She goes, honestly, whoever it is, they'll be like, honestly, it's really not my favorite, but here are my recommendations for these food items. That I appreciate. Yeah. Like, don't sit there, blow smoke up my ass, and tell me that every single thing is delicious. You're going to love it.
I promise, not everything on the menu is the best thing on the menu.
Yeah. So I respect it. I do. But sometimes, like, I found myself in this situation over the summer. I was in Charleston. And I really, really, really wanted this dish. And I was, like, really, like, thinking about it, looking forward to it. And then the server came over and was like, it's absolutely trash. And I was like, it's trash?
So what happened?
I didn't get it.
Really? I don't understand why. You're different when it comes to food. Because if someone tells you a movie's trash, you will not take their word for it. You're going to go and see it anyways. Why doesn't it work the same way with food?
Because if I do hate it, I'll be pissed that they tried to warn me, and then it'll be a prideful thing, and then I'll just get pissed, and then it'll cost me $30-$40.
Do you not feel that way with a movie?
I tried to warn you about Snow White.
You never even saw it. I saw it opening day.
Yeah, but I heard the reviews were terrible.
Doesn't matter.
Do you remember the server that sometimes servers are too friendly? And some of you guys in the business, you understand this. Breezy and I, we went and had a lovely lunch together. And this woman decided, I'm going to come and sit down with you guys.
Oh, my God. When we were in Spencerport? Yeah. Was that when we were in Spencerport?
What? Yeah.
Oh, I'm my like, God. Lady. She literally sat down with us. And we were, like, filming things. It was, like, a whole.
I'm like, listen, lady, I appreciate it. You're awesome. But
she literally
go
sat,
get her food.
She
chill.
Sat down with us. I remember that. That was, like, a couple years ago.
There's other customers waiting on her. She's, like, where she's running the lunch tables. I'm like, leave us alone.
Also, you know what kind of makes me upset, back to her saying what she said, that people like don't trust me, but like not because of me as a person, just because of my job, which I mean, they're totally right and valid in their own right, but
don't trust you in what way? Like, that you're going to blast them?
They don't want to admit anything or say anything that might get them.
That's incriminating.
Yeah.
Which like,
there's no.
I would have never, ever said anything about it, but she was the one who basically asked me to, so by saying what she said.
I mean, I don't see how this is.
It wasn't exactly asking you to.
Right.
It was like the opposite, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I respect her honesty, and if she's listening, I want to say keep up the good work. You know who you are.
She's crushing it.
Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing phenomenal. And I hope you left her a nice tip. Please tell me you left 20%.
I think I left like 21%. Yeah, I sure did. So,
because one of these days, you're going to go to a place that you're going to fall in love with. And I'm telling you, some of these people in the back kitchen are going to be taking a pee-pee in your drinks. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, dear. Oh, God, that's so tough. Yeah, no, we're not going to.
I'm speaking from experience.
LA was dirty to you.
Oh, my God.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. This morning, I just wanted to take a second to share why I feel that having certain friends in your corner is super important. I'm sure Breezy can agree, mm-hmm. or any of you guys listening, that certain friends in your life who come when you need them the most without asking, they just show up. You know what I mean? And I think that's important. I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm not alone when I say some days are worse than others. Sometimes we get into a funk and a depression that we can't seem to get out of. And we try to control our mental health mm-hmm. for whatever reason. I had a really hard time doing that last week. And I just found myself with this overwhelming anxiety that took a hold of me. And I just kind of sat with it. I don't really share it with anyone. I just kind of, you just sit there and you feel really bad, and it affected me. But I put a smile on my face. And I think if there's anything about me that I know, it's when things are going not great or I'm not feeling like my true self, I just keep keeping on. Mm-hmm. And I think for some men, I think it's safe to say sometimes we struggle a little bit more to open up and share how we're feeling.
Right.
And I think that's why it's so important to have people in your life that don't pass judgment, that create space for you and that have your best interest at heart. And my friend Connor was that person. And I just wanted to, you know, you let him know just how much that meant to me. He randomly reached out last week and just sent a quick text with, "Hey buddy, how are you? How's the week been going?" And, you know, typically I would respond to a message like that with, "It's good.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for asking. Things are solid. How's your week?" However, I didn't. I think I just really opened up and I said, "Things are not great.
Yeah.
I just haven't, I've had a really tough week. Mm-hmm. I'm finding it really difficult to snap out of it. And I just haven't felt this, I haven't felt like myself in a while. And I guess I'm really struggling with anxiety." And I don't know, Connor was there to just send me some really encouraging words. And he took the time to make dinner plans with me this past Friday night and made the time to hang. And to him, it may not have been a big deal, but his friendship and his effort to be there, not pass any kind of judgment with the things that I had shared with him and opened up about, is why I think having good people in your corner is rare.
Yeah.
And so very much important. Because friends like this, they don't come around often. And I encourage people to hold on to the ones that are there for you no matter what, who help you celebrate your small wins.
Right.
And that's important. Good friends respect boundaries. They listen without judgment. And they're generally, they're someone that you enjoy spending time with and have your back, even when you're not in the same room with them. They talk kindly of you.
Sure.
And Connor's one of those friends, and I encourage everyone to go out there and find themselves a Connor. Because
find yourself a Connor.
He's a great dude, and I know that there are certain people like myself who just, you struggle to open up, and you don't trust everybody.
Yeah.
And it helped me. He helped me in one of my darkest hours and moments. And sometimes I don't think it needs to be a grand gesture. Sometimes just saving someone from their own self-sabotage can be as simple as, "Hey, let's grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Let me just send a quick text to check in." I don't think everybody tends to do that these days.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact that he, reached out to you so randomly just to see how you were is...
Right.
Rare, I feel. I fear it is rare.
How are you doing? How's your week been? And I think that opened up the room for conversation for me to, for once,
but also,
great.
I applaud you for actually, because you could have easily been like, "Yeah, it's great. Like, it's good. Everything's great."
Yeah.
I think it takes not only the initial person reaching out, but also the person who's on the receiving end of it to be vulnerable enough to actually let their feelings out into the open and trust that person enough that they won't pass judgment or be like, "Well, I was just kind of asking just to ask. I wasn't really thinking you were going to go into all this kind of stuff." You know what I mean? But you trusted that person to not feel that way or think that that was how the outcome was going to be. So
sometimes when you find yourself in a funk and you just can't get out of it for whatever reason, you start to panic a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever been there in that place?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
sure. But you're not really sure where it's stemming from. And I think that's the hardest part for some people. Yeah. It's like, why do I feel bad right now? Why do I have this anxiety? And I think sometimes it's just, it could be a bunch of stuff that's piling up. I think life just kind of gets to you and you feel like you're alone.
Yeah. Yesterday I was like so anxious. I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I had like drank on Saturday, so like the anxiety of it all, but
yeah.
Also I just have like a crazy month coming up. Like May is going to be insane. I'm turning 31. I'm not excited for my birthday, which is so not me. Like, so that worries me too. I'm like, am I just like not gonna be myself anymore now that I'm in my 30s? But you know, it was a hard day for me yesterday as well. Lucky I have my girlfriend and that's all fine and well, but you're so right. I mean, like, having friends is just as important as having a healthy relationship with your partner, your parents, your family. Like, I would say it's just as important, if not more important, honestly.
Yeah, so check in with the people that are most important to you in your life, you know, because sending a quick text just to say, hey, how are you? I was thinking of you. It may seem like something so little, but to someone else, it could be such a huge gesture.
Given the tribute with Connor, I fear that he has graduated from CSE friend to best friend.
No, he's a close friend. He's definitely, he's one of my close CSE friends. Yes.
Yeah. My close CSE friends.
And sure. I do. I love the dude. He's a good man. But like I said, we all have moments, you guys, where we're going through something. And all it takes is for you to just reach out and ask somebody how their day's going.
Yeah.
For me, for him, it was so little, but for me, it meant everything. And it actually helped. It turned things around.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, do you feel like it was easier to do because he did text you and it wasn't like an in-person thing? Do you think that kind of like softened the blow a little bit and made you want to open up more? Or do you think you would have done the same thing in person if he had asked?
You know, I guess it depends. I was really just, the weight of the world felt like it was on my shoulders when he had reached out, and I just found
comfort in it.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, here's a chance for me to express how I'm feeling.
Yeah,
and I know that if I do it with, you know, him, there's not going to be any judgment. I feel, you know, like this is a safe space.
Right.
I can tell him what I feel like I've been up against. And you know, and it helped. It did. And then being able to go to dinner Friday night and just hang out and laugh and, you know, have a good time. That's what it's really all about.
He's a good person and he really does care about you and us a lot.
He does. Yeah. So hold on to those friends. They're not a dime a dozen. We're going to take a quick break, guys. This is PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and Turn Joe.
It was a big weekend this weekend for inclusion and acceptance. The annual Best Buddies Friendship Walk was held Saturday to raise awareness for the organization's efforts to connect individuals with and without disabilities. Best Buddies is an international facility. They create opportunities for leadership development, including living and integrative employment for people with disabilities. The organization has also provided support for families of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that happened over the weekend. I know that St. John Fisher University is very involved with Best Buddies. And in the walking of all the local programming that they did just this past year, they were hoping to raise around $62,000 for the local programmings, and they did just that. Also, the Autism Awareness Walk happened on Saturday morning as well at Eastview. So that was the Autism Awareness and Acceptance Walk. Walked around the mall, did all of the things.
Oh, how did I miss that? I would have loved to walk around the mall.
I know. This is you.
I do that anyways.
Written all over it. you could have just popped into the food court and done that walk, but you missed it. Maybe next year.
Wasn't yesterday the half marathon around the city too?
Yeah, so yes, there was a lot of things going on. Walking, running. There was the Flower City Challenge half marathon that took place. Also a 5K that took place as well. It was a gorgeous day for it.
I can't imagine running 13 miles, you guys. For those of you who did it, completed it, I hats off to you.
You could definitely do it.
I tip my hat to you.
You would do great.
Could I do it? Maybe. Would I want to? Of course not. No, of course I would want to do that.
You would. It's great.
Coming up on the show, it's radio's darkest hour. And I'm telling you right now, guys.
I'm terrified.
AI is getting more and more intelligent. Chat GPT, we've used it. It can do some really amazing things. But is our job in jeopardy?
Oh my God, is it?
I hope not.
I was told yes on Friday.
Oh.
And I've got a lot to say about that. We're going to talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, 70 for the high today. In the past, we have spoken how scary AI has gotten. I mean, we know. It's becoming more and more intelligent. ChatGPT, we've done some pretty amazing things with that on this show, have
we
not?
Yes, we have.
However, we'd be lying if we said we weren't a little concerned. We've had parents call in with why they believe or don't believe schools should allow students to use this technology. But yeah, it's gotten scary good. Drake released a brand new album that he didn't even know he made.
No, fully.
It was all AI. They just recreated new songs using his voice. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's difficult to tell the difference. I was like, this is a hit.
You're like, no, I'm obsessed with this. I hope he plays it at his next concert. He's like, didn't know I had it.
I think it's going to be a lot easier to scam people. I mean, you get a phone call, the person on the other line sounds like your daughter asking for money. And right. Meanwhile, it's some dude in his mom's basement making millions from scamming people. One of the questions I have been asked, and I don't know, maybe you too, Breezy, are you guys scared AI is going to take your jobs?
Yeah, I do get asked that question a lot, actually.
And the answer for me has always been, I'm not sure yet.
I mean, like, for me, I'm like, I mean, they could, or it could, I should say, but at the same time, they don't have a personality like we do.
No,
so I'm not worried.
You'd be surprised. A story came in that a radio station in Australia got some serious heat for deceiving their listeners. Their morning show had been using an AI show host for the last 6 months without any indication of their audience. Nowhere on the station's website, nowhere in their promotional material did they mention that their morning show host, Thigh.
Well, yeah, that's like, the first tip off right
there. Thy was not a real person. And people were pissed. And they should be. Yeah. Now I feel bad. I feel like we have to tell people that Intern Joe is not a real person.
No.
AI.
Yeah.
We made him on our computer.
We also holographed him and put him in Red Jug Pub this weekend, too. Yeah.
I think one of the few advantages live radio has, you know, left is the connection with the audience. Of course, the industry has been trying to find a balance between connecting with the audience and how do we save a whole buttload of money.
Right.
Correct. Let's come up with Thigh. In typical asshat fashion, the station replied with, What? We didn't know. We didn't know we were supposed to tell people. It was an honest mistake. We were just exploring how new technology can support great content. We were just testing it out.
Was it really great content?
Right. But
well, obviously, obviously it was if they're so invested and pissed off about it. They clearly were listening.
You're not testing it out. You're fully using it 6 months straight. That's not testing it out. That's not sampling it. That's your morning show host.
Right.
And they said, our interest is creating good content. We're trying to provide what the people want. What can that person or thing possibly be coming up with? Hours worth of content in the morning. What are they having this thing do?
But also, somebody has to control AI. So you're putting in just as much time prepping a show as you would be if you're saying it yourself.
I know.
You're just not doing the actual show.
It's just a bunch of ass clowns. Does anyone listening feel like their job is in jeopardy with AI? Like, what do you do for
a lot of people's are.
What do you do for a living? I need to know. 585-252-9800. Because if it is, how do you combat that? What jobs today could be taken over by AI?
I mean, manufacturing.
Yeah.
Most jobs in manufacturing.
AI or robots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the AI could power the robots. I mean, a lot of engineering could now be done by AI.
That's insane.
Civil engineering in particular.
Yeah.
They could be like, you guys, hey, see that highway design, let's efficient.
Did you guys see that one McDonald's that's fully run just off of computers and robots, everything? There's not a single person that works there. You go through the drive-thru.
I feel like that's not up to code.
What do you mean?
Like, you have to...
In order for it to even be open and running, it has to be. And I'll tell you what, it looks pretty clean in there.
Who's there to make sure that the food isn't dropping and all of that stuff?
I mean, they got cameras everywhere. I'm sure somebody's going in there to look after stuff, but
how often does the burgers look good. How often does the fryer oil get changed? Keep me away from that McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
guys, I'm sure they've thought about all of this.
So I went to the sushi place on Monroe Ave. I can't remember the name of it. And they have people, like, obviously making said sushi. But there's a robot that delivers all of your drinks and then there's a conveyor belt. So there's no servers in there at all. There's not even a hostess. You just go in, sit. The robot brings your drinks. The food comes out in a conveyor belt.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's crazy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lawyer here. AI is also used in my profession, but is nowhere near good enough to replace either of our jobs. For better or worse, your responsibilities are far greater than what AI is capable of, so don't sweat it. Good morning, Chrissy here. I'm a real estate agent, or I used to be, and yes, AI is going to start replacing a lot of realtors. People don't need agents to show them homes. Most of this stuff can be done on their own, and the market right now is saturated with real estate agents, and that's going to start going away in the next 2 to 3 years. What? First of all, the only way that's going away is if they can't sell a house because they're terrible at their job.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But like, I also get what they're saying. I know, but I can also see what they're saying in the sense of like a showing. You go to the iPad.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Get the key in the thing and be done with it.
But understand that one thing AI can never do is replace the human connection.
Right.
If I buy a home from someone, it's because she's a pretty female in a blazer. Here, take my money. You can't put a suit on a computer.
You can.
Well.
You can.
Not the one I'm interested in.
No, we cannot put a suit on your Alexa.
So true.
Well, don't never say never. We've seen what ChatGPT can do. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
We did the action hero thing. Yeah.
I do love ChatGPT, like literally my best friend.
You guys keep doing what you're doing. AI can never replace you. Well,
not us.
That one killer show in Australia for 6 months with Thai. You couldn't come up with a better name?
Hey, good morning, it's Thai.
Hey guys, it's Chicken Thai. Hope your vibes are high.
Chicken Thai on the radio. Absolutely. Wow, that's got to be a killer show. I wonder what the ratings were, though. Because if the ratings were sky high,
yeah, I want to go listen.
I'm nervous. A little nervous.
They were that invested to be pissed off when they found out it was a real person, so I can only imagine how many people truly listened. You know what I mean? They were very upset.
Yeah, and they took a lot of heat for it.
Yeah, clearly, because we got the news over here.
Yeah. Came all the way from Australia.
All right, well, you guys call in right now, 585-252-9800. If you can guess which one of us is AI, you're going to win a new crew neck. These prom dresses are just too short. And shame on some of these parents who think otherwise. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The prom and senior ball is approaching. For a lot of students in their... I think the argument that some of these parents have with their daughter is whether or not these dresses are too inappropriate to wear to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an argument you ever had with your mom?
I don't know about the prom necessarily, but definitely.
Just going out?
Just living life, you know?
Sure. My friend posted a photo of their daughter in her dress she bought for the prom. Some random guy commented on the post and said, "Call me old school, but you're crazy if you let your daughter wear that dress to the prom." And talk about not minding your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, she's in a room full of horny teenage guys.
Oh my God.
And you think that's okay? The dress is very pretty, but too short. when I went to prom, oh God, I don't believe any of the girls showed any leg. Shame on some of these parents that think this is okay. Highly inappropriate. So then the mom wrote back and replied with, "Mind your own business, you fossil." Well, right. Now this just turned into a prom dress debate because another woman shared her thoughts and says, "I agree with this guy. And you may think his views are old school, but look around. Most of these teenage girls today may not be sluts, but they sure dress like it." I'm like, oh my God, this is getting good. Now I had to go cook something to eat real quick and, you know, because I wanted to eat. I like eating when I'm entertained. You know what I mean?
It's like popcorn.
It's like popcorn, yeah.
Yeah.
So then this mom, who's agreeing with this guy, laid out the entire dress code for her daughter in detail that her daughter absolutely has to comply with. Are you guys ready for this? This is the list. No exposed navels. That's a no-no.
Okay.
No short skirts or dresses without stockings or leggings. Nothing backless. Nothing that shows too much leg. Absolutely no cleavage. And definitely nothing masculine.
Okay.
Okay. Weirdly specific.
Very specific.
Then the same guy, aka the fossil, comments and says, "See, now this mom gets it. Not too conservative, but just enough to teach these kids to have respect for themselves. Thank God for good parenting."
This is wild.
And I'm wondering how many parents listening have had the fight with their daughter about their prom dress being too scandalous. Are prom dresses today too sexy? 585-252-9800.
I mean,
but it's how are you going to find anything that's backless? What do you wear? Well, I mean, enjoy the Amish prom.
What do you mean? How are you going to find anything that's backless?
Like, that's not backless.
Oh, that's
like,
not backless. Well, I will say that the prom dresses have definitely gotten skimpier over the years. The girls now are like, some of their dresses are literally two pieces, like they'll have the crop. And then they'll have the skirt.
So they show their belly button.
A bra and a skirt.
That's what like, it's yeah, that's what it is.
Or there's like holes in the set, like cutouts in the side. So yeah, it's a lot.
That's so weird because like,
it's a lot.
I just
you went to prom what last year? What was that experience like for you?
Almost 10 years ago, but
I love how we're like, "You're 40 and then we're like, "You're 18. We just don't know with him.
But where I just came from, or where I live, where I'm from, they just had their prom this past weekend. All of the dresses that I saw, like the parents posted, they all like go all the way to the floor.
They're gowns.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, they're not like exposing either.
Revealing.
No.
Mine was not a gown.
No, for whatever reason, I just think.
Mine was short.
Was your dress a little trashy?
No, it was gorgeous. It was literally gorgeous. Gorgeous. Oh my God, I wish I still had it. I'd wear it today.
I'll never forget. I had to go take pictures for our senior ball. And you can kind of hear some of the parents like talking amongst themselves. But one dad you can hear like was judging some of these girls hard. And he was looking at one of the girls and he was like, "It's freaking disgusting."
Oh my God.
Let's go over to Tina waited. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Yes, prom dresses today are way too revealing. A modest and classic dress is going to look great when you show your grandchildren the pictures, and you'll be proud of yourself that you kept true to who you are and kept it classy. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go over to this person. No, these dresses are fine. I think there's a fine line between trashy and classy, but this is not the 60s anymore. Who's wearing a dress that covers up most of their skin? These girls are young and beautiful. Flaunt it if you got it.
Period.
I hope that text isn't coming in from like a 65-year-old male. Let's go.
Honestly, whose can be too sure?
Right. Some of these girls who attend prom look like strippers. I had to be a chaperone 1 year for my niece's prom, and you would have thought some of these young ladies were getting ready to perform at the Barrel of Dolls.
Oh my God.
Jeez. It was crazy how some of these parents allowed them to wear what they had on. Wow. You know what? Did any of your friends in high school change into another dress
no,
when they got to the prom?
Never.
Because girls in my high school did do that.
Never.
At least two. I remember.
How did they get out of the house with a separate gown?
Because we're sleeping at Bev's tonight. We're sleeping at Bev's, and they got everything
stuff
in their
duffel.
They stuff their duffel bag.
Stuff their Vera Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I think that obviously times have changed, and I went to my old high school back in March to do a couple of things with them. And the clothes that these girls were wearing would never, and I mean ever, fly when I was in high school 15 years ago.
The dresses today.
The dress code, period. The crop tops, the midriffs, the skirts, like never, never in a million years. When I was in school, your fingertips had to literally be at the bottom of your skirt. And if they weren't, they'd lift their shoulders up.
Do you feel like this mom's, like the dress code for her daughter is way too strict? Like no exposed navels, no short skirts. It can't be too masculine. Absolutely no cleavage.
I mean,
nothing that shows your leg.
The masculine thing is crazy. Like let your kid express themselves. I don't know what that has to do with being appropriate or not. Like, why do you care, mom? Are you homophobic? What's happening?
These are the girls when they get to college. They go crazy.
That's probably like the weirdest part of that entire like, hey, you cannot wear this, you can wear this. What's the line? What's too masculine? Is this mom saying, you know what, I don't like that. That's
like a burgundy or like a army green.
I don't like that you look like you want to go to a concert right now.
Right. Bev.
Not today.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
No.
Yeah.
Insane.
Well, I can't. First of all, I feel like prom is creeping up on us, but people have already had their prom last weekend.
Yeah.
That seems soon. In April? It's supposed to be an end of the year thing, like May, June.
Well, I don't know about you, but for us at my school, Canandaigua Academy, we did prom in May for the juniors and then ball in June for the seniors.
Oh my God.
So it was like two separate things.
My senior ball was, I still have PTSD thinking about it. I choked on a piece of roast beef at the table and my date had sticker finger down my throat. I had to throw it up in front of everybody eating.
Sounds fun.
But
that's just a regular Tuesday night for Moose.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some people in Renequate are not happy. There was a proposed amendment that's aimed to ban rentals for less than 29 days. Talking about Airbnb and VRBO. This was recently discussed at a town board meeting, but you know, I'm sure you can imagine some residents are pissed. They have signs in their windows that read, "These are homes, not motels."
Mm-hmm.
You could just see the anger coming out of that font.
They're so mad.
From someone who rented out my personal place for 2 years, it's when you got to make money, you got to make money. And it could be lucrative, but some of these people are saying, hey, you know, we're not doing it to try and get rich. This is just to make ends meet in Irondequoit. But these people do not want any kind of horseplay in their town. One resident expressed at the town meeting that these guests are all coming down here. They're parking. They're hanging out all night long. They have parties. They have a fire pit. They have a hot tub. And this is all the stuff going on, and it's just too much. And some residents support the short-term rentals because, like I mentioned, it helps them out financially. But it is tough when
Papa's got to eat.
But Daddy needs some new shoes. When you got people coming in there for 3-4 days just to party on the weekend, it's obnoxious. And that's kind of what was happening in my apartment building when I was renting it out, was it started to just, you get a lot of transients coming in. One prostitute moved in, was bringing all sorts of weird people at all hours of the day. And when you put that person next to somebody who's coming to vacation for a week, it gives off the wrong vibe.
Yeah, it's not great.
So as of now, the Irondequoit Town Board voted to table the issue until their next meeting, which is coming up in May. Not sure when exactly, but they're going to have to vote on it. Oh, no, we won't go. How would you feel? How would you feel about it?
I mean,
if it's over, if they're staying more than a month, would you rather have people in your neighborhood where you live now stay short term or long term?
To be honest, I think these people just have way too much time on their hands to be like bitching and complaining about this. Because honestly,
but think about the hot tubs and the fire pits and the pools.
Whatever you're doing, like in your house, it's your house. So if you're renting out your house to make money, that's what you're doing as a job. So sorry, Betsy. Get some earplugs. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to affect a lot of people who use Airbnb and VRBO as a second income.
So.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I think some people are concerned about the fact that when you have all of these short-term rentals on Vrbo or Airbnb, it makes it so that people just start buying the houses and buying places.
Just to
rent them short-term. And it's like, that's not the people that are just trying to make ends meet. That's the people who are trying to, you know, become.
Capitalize, yeah.
These are the people I'm going up against to try and close a home.
Yeah.
I can't close it.
This is why it's too much money. It's crazy.
All right, coming up on the show, if you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Go ahead. Just send us your hot takes. Send us your unpopular opinions. We're going to get to all of them coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Don't hold it in. You'll have a heart attack. Say whatever you need to say. Get it off your chest. Now's the chance for you to clear the air. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breeze, all our friends are weighing in, are they not?
They are here. They're ramped and they're ready.
I got a text that came in from Catherine first. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. This person says, saying your grandma died as an excuse to not be somewhere is not an excuse. And you're expected to be there. There, I said it. Oh my God.
And when Grammy dies. You know.
Well, I think they're saying it more so like saying that as an excuse. If your grandma actually dies, I think that's fine. But
or anyone for that matter. Yeah.
I don't agree with this take.
Really?
I mean, as long as it's like real, of course. But.
But if it's fake, but you're like, my grandma died.
Yeah. I can't make it to the party. My grandma died.
Saying anyone's dead is kind of crazy.
Well, we've all done it. Let's go to Catherine. Stopped adopting dogs that have a history of attacking people or biting. What is wrong with some people? You are not a saint. You are a sucker. There, I said it.
Oh.
All right. Pop off, Catherine. This is what this segment is for, you guys. Let it out. Just let it all out. Someone tell my husband that the kitchen sink is not for storage. Dirty dishes don't go in the sink. Tea bags don't go in the sink. Clean your dishes and put them away immediately. There, I said it. This woman's speaking my language.
Yeah, I
love
I
a clean
echo the sentiment.
I love a clean sink.
I really agree with this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But me especially.
There are people that use their sink for trash. You know what I'm saying? And then let it sit there and then later put it in the garbage can. It's so gross.
Just throw it in the garbage can to begin with.
It's so gross. They just throw everything in the sink. What's yours for today?
So over the weekend, I heard Ava Max's Kings and Queens, and I think we need to stop reusing instrumentals from old songs.
That's like every song ever, though.
Yeah, I know, but we need to stop doing it every single time.
Are we playing like a brand new song from Whitney Houston right now? She's been dead for like 20 years.
Well, easy.
We are, though.
Because that instrumental was from You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it's like
I don't like
nothing's
it.
Original Great song. These days.
Not even the movies. People are upset over all the remakes that Disney's busting out. They're like, no more. We're not doing any more remakes.
Be original.
It's just like, be original. I mean, I will say, though, I am pretty excited to go see Lilo and Stitch.
Well, when is that dropping?
May 23rd. Literally in a month.
May 23rd.
Can't wait.
Love that. Mine for today is, I think cleaning your ears with a Q-tip is still the most effective way to clean the inside of your ears. There, I said it. And
not
I know
valid.
I know doctors say don't do it because you'll go deaf. But I just think anything other than a Q-tip, it's too much of a hassle. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you going to do?
Shoving your wax into your ear canal is crazy.
How do you clean your ear?
I did go deaf from doing that. Like, I literally...
You're going too deep with the Q.
I was in Florida, so I was cleaning my ear with a Q-tip, and I pushed it back too far, and I lost all hearing in my right ear. And I panicked, obviously, because A, I can't hear anything, and B, I'm in Florida seeking medical attention. What a scary thought. And they had to flush my entire ear out, like through my brain. It was crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
How long did it, was there any kind of like...
Lasting side effects?
I definitely had a headache, I'll tell you that much. Ugh.
That's it, though. Nothing wrong with your brain?
I mean, that is an open-ended question, my friend.
Tom says Chick-fil-A fries are hands down the best fries out of any fast food. There, I said it. That's not true, Tom.
I don't agree with that.
That's not true. You're just saying that because it's a waffle fry.
You know what? He might not be wrong.
No, the shape of the fry doesn't matter. Really
good, the shape of the fry does matter.
It doesn't.
The shape of the fry definitely matters.
First of all, they're only good because Tom's probably dipping them into 17 different sauces.
Just the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Burger King has the best fries. There, I said it. Hands down. They do. Mm. Everybody knows that to be true.
No, it's McDonald's.
No, they're not.
I think Tom's right. I think it's Chick-fil-A.
It's not. It's just, there's no, it's just plain. It's just,
guys,
a waffle.
This is all preference. We don't have to fight. You know what I mean? You can like whatever you want.
No, so. That's not true.
No, that's not you're true. Wrong and I'm right.
Chanel's here. She said, being a realtor is not a real job. There, I said it.
Oh.
The shade is crazy, Chanel.
Why, Chanel? Tell us why. Why is it not a real job?
I don't know if they're going to go deeper into that.
But. Oh, okay. That's all right.
Okay. Mine for today is this. The overuse of the word boundaries is extremely negative. There, I said it. It's like kind of making a mockery of actual boundaries. When you tell someone, respect my boundaries, to every single thing that they do, it's like what I said last week with the word brave. We can't just be overusing these words however we feel as it fits our narrative, because it kind of waters down the validity of the actual word. There, I said it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Set my boundaries.
All right, then let's go to the most toxic man in Rochester, New York, Big Ed. What's up, Breezy? You may think I'm a toxic person in The Rock, but at least I make you laugh in the morning.
You've never made me laugh at once.
Hey, Breezy. If April showers brings May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Crush it.
Yeah, you absolutely crushed it this morning. Big Ed, keep them coming, buddy. You are a gem. How do some of you deal with people who act like your kids' allergies are a personal insult? Melissa from Webster wrote in for Parental Confidential, and she's sick of people's crap. 585-252-9800. If you also are frustrated when it comes to, I don't know, maybe constantly feeling like you owe people an apology when it comes to your allergies.
Mm.
And we all have them. But Melissa says, Moose and Breezy, thank you for airing my message. Love the show. This segment is something that I thought about writing into because I was wondering if other parents feel the same way I do. To start, my family is a very allergic family. I'm allergic to soy, melons, pollen. My husband is allergic to tree nuts and sesame. All five of our kids, damn, are allergic to peanuts, melons, cow's milk, and pollen. Three are also sensitive to gluten. From an early age, they've taken at least partial responsibility for their allergies, checking labels, asking what's in a dish at a restaurant, and of course, carrying an EpiPen. But so many people act like allergies are the end of the world and act like it's a personal offense to them when me or one of my kids mentions that they can't have a certain dish. For example, when I told my mom that we discovered my oldest was allergic to peanuts, her response was, I'm so sorry for your loss. Think of everything she'll miss out on. I'm like, WTF, she's not dead. She just can't eat peanuts.
Right.
Or someone will offer one of them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and they'll politely say, thank you, but I'm allergic to peanuts. And the person who offered will say something like, oh, I'm so sorry. How was I supposed to know that?
Well,
and they repeatedly ask about allergies.
So on the defense.
So She also goes, can I, people ask, can you have bread? Is it safe to, for you to drink bottled water? Can I keep a watermelon in the house while you're here? Or do I need to put it in the garage? Stuff like that. It's just frustrating. And I was wondering how some of you react in these situations. My typical, I'm sorry you feel that way, but allergies can be serious and we're going to follow our doctor's instructions to keep our child healthy. It doesn't seem to work anymore. Would love to hear from any other parents who've dealt with this. Thanks so much.
Okay, so I have like such PTSD because I had a friend growing up that had a pretty severe peanut allergy, and she always carried around like a fanny pack with all of her fixings in it. And it was like airborne. So
it can be in the same room. I mean, that's the people who are really allergic to peanuts. They won't serve them on an airplane.
Yeah.
Right.
They just won't do them. My niece, when she was born, had a terrible peanut allergy. And then my nephew, when he was born, had a terrible egg allergy. So anytime they'd come over, we couldn't have anything with egg in it. We'd have to brush our teeth.
Wow.
It was serious. And then both of them, thank God, grew out of it. But right. They had it. My brother and his wife, they had to carry around an EpiPen. So we always had to just be very mindful of buying anything with egg. Did we eat egg? Because if we go to greet him and kiss him hello, that can be a huge problem.
Right, right, right.
And you know me, I'm not usually thinking about this stuff. So I was their biggest concern.
Yeah, you're a liability.
I was definitely a liability.
It was my first year working here. Actually, no, it was probably like last year. But anyways, I was heating up leftover fish.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
I didn't really even think about it.
Clearly.
And, this was when people were actually in the office. And our sales girl, Nancy, is like...
She's got a shellfish allergy.
Yeah, so I almost killed her.
Yeah, you could definitely kill her from that.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, I never did it again.
I'm sorry you have to deal with people's terrible reactions. My husband has a lot of allergies, and I hate when people say eating like him must be impossible, as if he doesn't eat numerous times a day, and he's very much alive. But there's some things that he just cannot eat. Karen says being allergic to gluten is such a weak allergy. I think some people who say they're allergic to gluten are just using it as an excuse for attention.
Well,
that's a Karen thing to say.
Furthermore, I guess I'll ask the question.
Jeez.
People who are actually allergic to things and are like actually deadly allergic, do you get pissed off when people are like, yeah, I'm allergic just because they don't like something?
No.
Like to be like, I'm allergic to onions when you just like don't really like them. When you say that to a server.
I feel like it's just easier to just say, I don't like them. I don't want them. Why lie about it?
I know. People lie too much.
I mean, it happens.
And if there's one thing Breezy hates, it's a liar.
I've dealt with my fair share.
So my buddy has a terrible shellfish allergy. Mm-hmm. And I just never remember. I've killed him almost 3 times. One time
You've
I brought-
almost killed him 3 times.
What?
I almost killed him 3 times. One time I brought over a pound of shrimp to put on his grill. That was a no-no.
Yeah.
Another time we were at a restaurant and I got scallops and I put a couple on his plate to try. Forgot about that. And then there was another time where I was eating more shrimp and offered him that, put that on his plate. I just constantly forget. This is why my family was nervous around me with my niece.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's like, you literally almost killed your own friend, so...
Leah's weighing in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I don't have any advice, but it's absolutely unhinged that people are responding to this woman and her kids like that. There's a boy in my son's class with a severe egg allergy, and all the parents are so careful and accommodating about making sure snacks and treats, etc., are okay. I thought that was the norm, because why would you even take a risk of potentially hurting or killing a child?
Right.
I know. Well, I know. Some people, they seem more annoyed when you tell them that, hey, my kids have an allergy. But look at all the crap that's in food today.
Right.
Is it really that surprising that people have an allergy to gluten and all the other crap today?
Right. I mean, I used to be like a little rude to my sister about her shellfish allergy because I didn't know that she had it. Right. Like, she developed it over time, and so we used to eat shellfish all the time growing up, and then all of a sudden, she just started bitching when we were in Florida that I wanted to go to a seafood place
right.
when we're in Florida. I didn't know it made her sick.
My buddy yeah. didn't develop his shellfish allergy until he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts? How does that happen?
That's how it happened with my dad.
Well, that's how my friends are. Like, they have really severe shellfish allergies, and like, her throat literally closed.
We got a message from a Diana that says, good morning to the mom who wrote in. Give a list of foods your children can't have to whoever's house you're going over and explain it to them. My daughter's friend can't have olives but can have an olive oil, and people can eat olives around her. It's about communication. And it upsets me so much that other people take offense to other individuals' allergies. Also, that Karen woman who texted in is an imbecile. okay, guys, people are idiots when it comes to allergies unless they've experienced them personally. My daughter has a severe nut allergy, and my mother-in-law thinks she will grow out of it by giving her nuts. We don't have much of a relationship with her anymore. See, these are the type of people you're up against.
Yeah.
This is why it's a problem.
That's crazy.
For the ones who act like allergies are no big deal, just stay away from them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Thank God. I mean, that's the one thing I think I got lucky in life was to not have any kind of food allergies.
Yeah.
Because God knows I love food.
I was never allergic to anything, and we would go get allergy tested. I actually just got allergy tested, and like, my brother would blow up like a balloon, and I would have nothing. I'm like, I just got stabbed 70 times for what?
In your arm or your back?
My arm?
Yeah, the allergy testing is brutal, man.
Yeah.
I had to have that a couple times as a kid.
But you know, you said that you were allergic. You used to have to go get allergy shots.
Well, to pollen, but not any kind of food.
Yeah.
The allergy shots from, you know,
yeah.
spring is in the air.
Sure.
All right, we're going to wrap this up, guys. Take a quick break. Melissa, thank you for your message for parental this morning. I know you got your hand full with five kids, and all of them have allergies. That's tough.
That's a lot of balls to juggle, I will say.
Yes, it is. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yes, that's right. We're going to bring our acting abilities out this morning. Breezy and I are going to act out a scene from a film, and Breezy will go home tonight, watch the movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Period.
All right. Be the method actress. I know you know how to be this morning. Can you?
I'll try my best.
Please. So
try my darndest.
In this scene, Breezy, you are playing my superior, my boss.
Okay.
And you're basically asking me if I can go out of my way to move my desk yet again, and I'm really getting frustrated. I'm really getting angry.
Okay.
But you're very nonchalant about it. So just have that really cool, chill, laid back attitude. Be the cool boss, right?
Yeah.
The end of the
I mean, you're
still an a-hole.
I would definitely be the cool boss if that was me.
I don't know. Yeah.
If I was in that role, cool boss it is.
All right. Any questions on your end?
So I'm even keel.
Yeah, this is a cubicle setting. The worst working environment you could possibly think of, okay?
Got it.
All right, Joe, go ahead and do the honors. It's probably your last week with us, so you know what to do for Moosterpiece Theater. Ready when you are.
Lights, camera, action.
I said I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm going to quit because I have moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window in that where I could see the squirrels.
Hey, Milton, what's happening? Mil, we're going to need you to go ahead and move downstairs into storage B. Listen, we have some new people coming in and out of the space, and we just got to get everything ready.
I told I didn't have to move again, and the desk has already been moved four times already.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So if you could just go ahead and collect your things and move them into the basement, that would be so great. Thank you.
No, I told Lynn that if I had to move one more time, I was going to lose it because someone took my stapler and they didn't return it. And I already told them that if I have to move one more time.
So why don't you go ahead and pack up your stuff, move it down, move it down there because that would be so terrific. That's just what we're going to do. Okay.
Excuse me, but I was told like my stapler would be returned and I don't have it yet. And I don't want to move into the basement because of the cockroach problem.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
All right. But that's the last straw.
And cut.
We crushed it. Absolutely crushed.
You know, I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at, Joe?
Moose.
Honest opinion.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
And?
Like, you got a 10. Breezy, you got like a 9.
Okay, that's not bad. It's not bad.
A 9? I was,
yeah.
Truthfully,
6-4.
I was going to say 6-4.
I was going to say 11, so we're all kind
of. I was going to say 6-4. I was going to say 6-4. I mean, people already, right off the bat, they're already guessing in. The name of that movie is, Joe, you want to take a stab at it?
Office Space, based on the voice you're doing.
The stapler.
That's right. Yeah. That is Office Space and the stapler.
Big stapler vibes.
Milton, one of the greatest characters in a film ever. Now, Breezy, this movie is legendary. Please do it justice tomorrow for your review. None of this, oh, I was going to give it a 2.4, but I'm feeling generous, so I gave it a 3. Okay? Really score it and give it the score it deserves.
Oh, I will.
Starring the beautiful Jennifer Aniston. Yeah,
in this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you have not seen Office Space, highly recommend it. Because
let's all watch it together tonight. Let's go to Big Red's place, Big Red's couch.
Let's go to Big Red's couch. I feel like sometimes this building reminds me of Office Space. We all have that one work environment that we're in. We're like, this is like, I don't want to sing happy birthday to this person right now.
I feel like if it were Office Space, we would need coworkers to come in the building, but we just don't have that. So.
Twice a week.
If that.
Where's the printer?
If that.
Greatest movie. All right, we'll check in with your review tomorrow morning, Breezy, on Peaks by Mornings. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, it's always great when you pay off a vehicle. Finally. But it seems as if the car falls apart as soon as it's paid off. Right?
Yeah, I think I paid my car off whenever summer you got back. So 2.5 years ago.
2023.
And last payment, maybe 2 days after, starter went.
The starter went.
Classic.
So I had to get it towed, and it was just, it was a rigmarole, okay? And ever since then, I mean, yes, I don't have a car payment. Even though my car payment was literally $100 a month, I know.
Pretty cheap.
I know.
Is that, what were you paying, though, monthly?
$100.
It was 100 bucks flat.
Yeah, I think it was like 115. Yeah.
No, that's definitely a cheap car payment.
I mean, it was a used car. I put a ton down. I mean,
oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But anyways, same car that I have now, and it's a 2017. I got it in 2020. If you think about it, we didn't really go anywhere in 2020.
So no, we didn't.
It wasn't really being driven.
Right.
And then the last 4 years, we've just absolutely gotten after it. And in that time, there's wear and tear and things of that nature. But it's making some weird noises. It's doing some weird things. And it has 108,000 miles on it.
Oh, yeah. That
so
baby.
I'm,
oh,
the wheels just a are baby. Starting to turn. Is that though?
My car has like 217,000.
But that's, like that makes sense for a college.
Pristine condition.
It's not in pristine condition, no.
That makes sense. You're a college kid, though. It should have a lot of miles on it.
What do you drive?
Chevy Cruze.
The old Chevy Cruze. So yeah, maybe it does have another 100,000 miles. I hope that's the case.
Well, look, here's
I don't know that for certain. I don't.
No, I mean, listen, you seem to have given my uncle a lot of business in the
Very
last year.
Much so.
So, you know, the auto sales.
Shout out.
But
the wheels are starting to turn and I'm thinking about, you know, when my car goes, because I will run that into the ground,
you
obviously.
Will. Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me. But when my car goes, I really have been intrigued by maybe dabbling in an electric vehicle.
I wouldn't do it. You could.
Not full blown electric. I would do more of a hybrid situation so I could put gas in it if I needed to, if I was going on road trips, things like that. But
after all, you are an environmentalist.
I am a massive environmentalist. I want to save the planet. Also, you get a $4,000 tax break, so that's amazing too.
If you go hybrid or full electric?
Hybrid. Well, any electric vehicle. Whether it's hybrid or full electric.
I mean, I could just see the frustration that's going to come out of you. If you have somewhere to go and the vehicle's not charged, you're going to lose it.
But if I have the option to put gas in.
Well, if it's something, I mean, here's the other thing. Not to sound like a negative Nancy here, but you going from $100 a month car payment to something like $350, that's going to be a lot. It might be more. I don't know what's going on with your credit.
Well, I mean, like, I would probably buy something used. I don't need like a brand new car.
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Something on Facebook Marketplace and hope for the best. No, I mean, like, I'm looking at cars. I'll obviously get something for my car. I'll put something down. If I'm getting a $20,000 vehicle.
I want to hear from our listeners. What are you guys' suggestions? How many of you have an electric car and love it? And how many of you are like, I wouldn't do it again?
Like, did it change your life? Did it change your wallet? I think the only thing I'm really worried about is my wallet. Okay, maybe I can pay a $300 month car payment because I'm not paying $150 in gas.
Right. I mean,
how much do you drive? That's the question. How much do you drive a week, miles wise?
Well, I'm thinking my wheels are turning of, you know, where will I be next year? Not in the city. I'll tell you that much. Not anywhere close. You know what I mean? So commute will get longer, things of that nature. So I'm just looking at my future.
Yeah. My uncle has an electric car. It's got about like 300 miles in range. I mean, it's like a gas tank.
Right.
But you have to sit there at a Walmart parking lot or a Whole Foods or whatever place has a charger for like half an hour, full hour.
Well, I already looked into it. There's charging stations in the garage right here.
Yeah.
So there, you there's
just,
a couple.
Leave it and be good with it. But also, I would never get full electric because I know myself and I can barely even charge my phone. I like the idea of like the gas being the backup if needed.
A couple people are weighing in with that they love their Prius. Is that something you would ever drive?
My mom has one. She loves it.
Yeah, I don't see Breezy driving a Toyota Prius.
The thing about it is like when I get a new car, I want it to be an SUV, but I only want to get an SUV if it's electric because I don't want to pay the gas. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go from paying $30, $40 every couple of weeks for my car to then $50 every week. I'm not doing that.
Someone says, Breezy, get the 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander. They have that in hybrid? Yeah, I guess they do. That's an option.
I was looking at the Honda CR-V hybrid.
They're beautiful. And I test drove one when I was over at IDE. And I was like, you know, as much as I wanted an SUV, I'm like, I just felt like it was too much car for me. I'm one person. I don't drive around with a lot of people in my car. It's just me.
Yeah.
It's easier to park, especially in living in the city.
I'm just thinking like safety. Like I've always been in a Matchbox car.
Yeah, your car now is a paperweight, that's for
and
sure.
And I just want to feel a little higher. Like, I've been driving around my dad's car. I'm, like, literally towering over everybody.
Go see my friends at IDE. They'll
maybe,
have you test drive a nice Honda CR-V hybrid.
I'm going to have
to shop around.
Huh? I'm going to have to shop around. I'm going to have to see.
Just go see them.
Yeah. Now you're pushing the endorsement.
I know.